Вы услышите разговор хозяйки дома с рабочим строителем. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста.
1. True.
Какие не соответствуют?
2. False.
И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа.
3. Not stated.
Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Mrs. Horrocks. I'm Matt Riley from Riley's Building Company. We spoke on the phone.
Oh, hello. Yes, I've been expecting you. The problem is the roof. Let's go into the garden and I think you'll be able to see what the problem is.
Is it this way?
That's right. Let's go round the side of the house.
Okay. Yes, a lot of people round here have had the same problem. Last week's storm did a lot of damage and these old houses just can't take high winds.
I thought I got away with it, but then I noticed the problem.
Yes, it's easy to miss these things. Now, where is it?
If you look up there, to the right of the chimney, you can see what's wrong.
Yes, some of the tiles are missing. I'll only need a day or two to fix that.
Really? I thought it was a big job.
Oh, you're lucky. Some other people have suffered a lot more damage.
Yes, I know. My neighbour's house is in a terrible state.
Now, you said on the phone that you also wanted to talk about something else.
Yes, I'm thinking of knocking a wall down between the living room and dining room to create one large room. I wondered if you had any advice.
Well, before you make any decisions, you should draw a plan with the rooms on it. That way, you'll get a better idea of what you want, because if you change your mind later, it could be quite expensive.
Yes, that's a good idea. Should I speak to an architect?
My advice is that an architect isn't really necessary for a job like this. You're not changing the basic structure of the house. Let's go inside now, and I'll give you an idea of how much it's going to cost.
Right. It's this way, through the kitchen.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, Mrs. Horrocks. I'm Matt Riley from Riley's Building Company. We spoke on the phone.
Oh, hello. Yes, I've been expecting you. The problem is the roof. Let's go into the garden and I think you'll be able to see what the problem is.
Is it this way?
That's right. Let's go round the side of the house.
Okay. Yes, a lot of people round here have had the same problem. Last week's storm did a lot of damage and these old houses just can't take high winds.
I thought I got away with it, but then I noticed the problem.
Yes, it's easy to miss these things. Now, where is it?
If you look up there, to the right of the chimney, you can see what's wrong.
Yes, some of the tiles are missing. I'll only need a day or two to fix that.
Really? I thought it was a big job.
Oh, you're lucky. Some other people have suffered a lot more damage.
Yes, I know. My neighbour's house is in a terrible state.
Now, you said on the phone that you also wanted to talk about something else.
Yes, I'm thinking of knocking a wall down between the living room and dining room to create one large room. I wondered if you had any advice.
Well, before you make any decisions, you should draw a plan with the rooms on it. That way, you'll get a better idea of what you want, because if you change your mind later, it could be quite expensive.
Yes, that's a good idea. Should I speak to an architect?
My advice is that an architect isn't really necessary for a job like this. You're not changing the basic structure of the house. Let's go inside now and I'll give you an idea of how much it's going to cost.
Right. It's this way, through the kitchen.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.